icy water swirl around the skeletal remains. Denizens of darkness and the deep. Silent shadows slipping in and out the oaken ribs, where mystery and memories lie asleep. Phoenix was a 50-horse sidewheeler, the first and finest steamer on the lake. She plied the broad Champlain through sunshine, snow, and rain, a trail of smoke and ashes in her wake. The men who worked the sailing ships were bitter to see their profits sinking through the floor. They bristled at her sight, it ain't natural, it ain't right, she'll put us out of business, that's for sure. And cursed be that fire-breathing monster, the devil take the captain and crew. And may she never reach her destination, may tragedy descend upon her too. The Phoenix took on passengers at Whitehall to make the midnight journey to St. John's. The aged and the poor were left stranded on the shore, while gentlemen and ladies loaded on. She might have been the mother of a sailor, some say she was the witch of Lake Champlain. As the Phoenix cast away, a withered arm she raised and hurled an oath in Satan's very name, crying, cursed be that fire-breathing monster, the devil take the captain and crew. And may she never reach her destination, may tragedy descend upon her too. A half an hour out and all was quiet, then suddenly a scream of mortal fright, and fire everywhere, the smell of brimstone in the air. The flames were leaping high into the night. A panic when the lifeboat started leaving, so many there to perish in the fire. The lucky ones were saved, others slipped beneath the waves. The ship became a floating funeral pyre. Some lay it to the mate who stole the lifeboat, a faulty boiler may have been to blame. A desperate act of hate or an accident of fate, it may have been the witch of Lake Champlain. Then cursed be that fire-breathing monster, the devil take the captain and the crew. And may she never reach her destination, may tragedy descend upon her too.